after I died, I began to surrender the parts of myself that were no longer necessary. My desires, beliefs, ambitions, doubts, every trace of my humanity was discarded. I discovered when moving through eternity, it helps to travel lightly. In fact, I held on to only one thing, my memory. It's astonishing to look back on the world I left behind. I remember it all, every single detail. Like my friend, Bree Vandekamp. I remember the easy confidence of her smile, the gentle elegance of her hand, the refined warmth of her voice.
Bye.
But what I remember most about Bree,
Rex, wasn't that lovely?
Was the look of fear in her eyes. Bree had started to realize her world was unraveling, and for a woman who despised loose ends, that was unacceptable.
Rex! Rex! You need to get up.
It's not even light out.
Please hurry. If the kids see you sleeping down here, they're going to start asking questions.
Let them ask. I don't care anymore.
Well, I care. They don't need to be burdened with our marital problems, and while we're working things out, the least we can do is try to keep up appearances.
Oh, yeah. Appearances. Keep forgetting about appearances.
Oh, Rex, you look so tired.
I didn't sleep. This damn thing is so uncomfortable.
Oh. Well, why don't you move back upstairs and sleep in our bed?
We're in marriage counseling, Bree. I think that would confuse things.
It's just, I miss you.
I know you do. Of course, if I don't start getting some sleep pretty soon, I'll be forced to move back upstairs out of sheer exhaustion.
Yes, Bree was afraid of many things. But if there was one thing she wasn't afraid of, it was a challenge.